In a world full of noise and distractions, who do you turn to for uplifting conversations, deep insights, and meaningful discussions? Welcome to the Kingdom Living Podcast, where we talk about faith, purpose, and societal issues from a kingdom perspective.
Hi, thanks for stopping by to another episode on the Kingdom Living Podcast. Since the beginning of the month, we have been looking at prayer, the power of prayer, how important it is that we pray. We also saw that prayer is a channel used to communicate with God. And today, we are looking more into how prayer is the key to God's heart. Yes, we already know that it is a channel, but today we are saying that it is a key to God's heart. According to Matthew 7:7, it says, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened to you." You know, praying to God about everything has proven to be the key to reaching and understanding God's heart towards us. God has plans for us. He thinks so much about us. He wants to reveal so many things to us. But if we don't ask, if we don't seek, if we don't knock, we definitely will not get the answers. You know, sometimes we may mistakenly believe that certain matters are not worth bringing before God. We just wave it out and we just think, well, maybe God does not care, or maybe God does not have a say in the situation, or maybe it's just too insignificant to bring it before God. And again, this can be very different depending on who we are as a person. Something might be very significant to us, and to another it might be insignificant. Nonetheless, whether significant or insignificant, everything is the same for God. God cares about it. He cares about every situation. He cares about everything going on in our lives. He cares about our emotions, and he wants us to bring them before him. As I told us last week, like, it is so important. God really cares about us saying, "Oh, I'm disappointed." And yes, it is very important that we tell him, "Lord, I'm sad about the situation." Yes, it is important that we tell him, "God, I'm really happy that this has come true." Just speaking to him, that is communicating with God. And let me tell you, that is prayer already. God is deeply interested in every aspect of our lives. And yes, again, prayer is the way he offers us to bring everything before him. It is the only way. As a matter of fact, prayer is the key to opening God's heart and finding solutions to our situations. Yes, we have told God about our feelings. We have told God about what is going on. And now it is time to inquire. It's time to seek. It's time to find out, what does he want to say? What is this counsel? What is God saying? What is God saying concerning that situation that you find yourself in? Have you inquired? Have you asked him? Have you prayed? He invites us to ask him for more. He says, "Seek me. If you seek me, you will find me." And even if he does not answer immediately, he encourages us to seek him earnestly. Yeah, God encourages us to seek him, because yes, we may think when we speak to him, he will not give us an immediate answer, because that's what we expect when it is the communication, right? We want an immediate answer, but sometimes God is just still. And along the line, along the day, or after some while, he answers and just gives us a sign, or he uses someone to speak to us, or he just simply speaks directly to us. Sometimes through his word, sometimes through a still small tiny voice telling us, "This is the way, go," or "Yes, you are doing the right thing," or "This is the solution to this situation." In his presence, when we dwell there, when we seek him more, we discover maybe we don't need an audible answer. Maybe rest, peace, joy are enough to satisfy those deep longings of ours, which we oftentimes try to express true desires, desires of our hearts, material things, seeking for security, things of stability. Maybe God is answering in his presence with peace, rest, joy. And by him, we find that fullness and rest. In moments where we feel that God is not answering our prayers, or that his presence seems far away, we are encouraged even then to not stop knocking. according to Matthew 7:7. If you remember our anchor scripture, the third part is knock. Yes, we've asked. Yes, we've sought. Now it's time to knock. It's time to knock, for He is indeed near. It's time to knock when we find ourselves in the deepest distress in life, when indeed it's warfare. It's time to knock. Yes, it's time to pray through. It's time to persistently knock on the heart of God so that He can come true in that situation. Brothers and sisters, we are encouraging you to pray. Don't stop praying, because prayer is the key to God's heart. We hope this episode has blessed you. And if indeed this episode has blessed you, we encourage you to share with your friends, your families, and those around you. We really believe this is a tool God is using to bless someone out there. Until next time.